Well, I mean, we've been through a lot with her. This disease is, I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. She can grow tubers, which are benign tumors, on any organ in her body. And she has them in her brain, her heart, and we just found out she has them in her kidneys as well. So she was diagnosed at 3 months with this disease because she was having seizures. And at a year old, she ended up having a brain aneurysm, which required a coiling. And then since February, because her seizures were not getting any better, and she's on a lot of anti-seizure medicine, Dr. Spinoza offered the surgery to us, and we figured, what do we have to lose? You know, this is something that could be life-changing, and it really, we have seen so much progress in the last three surgeries from it that I couldn't have asked for anything better. Oh, yes. Yes, definitely. You know, she just, like I said, it's not only has changed her life, but obviously our life, because she's, you know, she's communicating. She's, and it's been so hard. She can do some sign language, but now she's actually trying to put the words together with the sign language. So it's just that trying to understand each other, and that's a huge thing. Because it's, she does have some, and like I said, she's doing a lot of imitating now, which she would never do. She'll actually sit on the floor. She has an attention span. Before, she would just kind of wander around and stuff, but now she's actually doing things and interacting, and, you know, it's also helping her behavioral issues, too. So it's, we're getting there. It's just they can... they can only do two at a time, and she has many of them. So it is, you know, basically going through the testing, and then they target where they're going to, those two tubers that are the most active at that time, they will, you know, she'll take care of, and we take it from there. It's just one day at a time.